In terms of cardiovascular risk, what were your thoughts about the data that were presented from the Big Fenta trial showing an increase in death from myocardial infarction in patients getting letrozole?
Well, this is a concern. The Big Femta trial with very short follow-up is the only one to show at this early stage that there's an increase in MI. If you look at the other studies, there does seem to be a trend, so this may be a real thing. And I was mentioning earlier the effects on the cardiovascular system, and particularly on endothelial cells and blood vessels. And many tissues in the body express estrogen receptors and are modulated by estrogen: the skin, blood vessels, the CNS, the liver, the bone. So I think this may be real, and I think we have to be very careful. We definitely should take all of these trials and look at them carefully and make sure that we are tracking cardiovascular events as carefully as we can, now knowing that this might be an issue. Just like with the Herceptin trials, we didn't know to follow cardiac, but the minute we did, then we activated a more rigorous protocol. I think we need to do this with the AAI studies. This is very reminiscent of the COX-2 story, where we didn't think it would cause cardiac events, but upon closer scrutiny, it did. So we don't want to repeat that story, and I think we have to watch very closely. However, I would emphasize that at this time, we do not have conclusive evidence. We certainly know that the benefits, when you look at all-cause mortality, are not worse. If anything, there's a trend for it being better, and we just need more data.